joining Easy Listening. I am your host, Lisa Joshua, and today's focus is what's going on with our children today. Think about that for a moment. What's going on with our children today? As we can see that there are so many events that are taking place, I would say worldwide, where there is so much frustration, anger, mental illness issues, and so forth. But I pose a question today. What's going on with our children? Well, as you can see, there is a lot of issues with bullying. And let me give you some statistics on that. Bullying statistics says that every 7 minutes a child is bullied, which adult intervention, 4% of peer interventions, 11% no interventions, 85% biracial, multiracial youth are more likely to be victimized than youth who identify with the single race. Come on. Bullied students tend to grow up more socially anxious, with less self-esteem, and require more mental health services throughout their lives. What's going on with our children today? Only 7% of the U.S. parents are worried about cyberbullying, yet 33% of our teenagers have been victims of cyberbullying. Kids who are obese, gay, or have disabilities are up to 63% more likely to be bullied than other children. Listen to the stats. 1 million children who were harassed, threatened, or subjected to other forms of cyberbullying on social media like Facebook during the past year. Can we talk for real? When we look at the cyberbullying and suicide statistics, it says that 69% of teens own their own computer, cell phones, and social media. 42% of the youth report being bullied online. Look at this. Double the rates for adults. So when you look at girls in the age group of 14 to 16 year old, they may send about over 100 messages a day. An average teen sends 60 text messages daily. Over 80% of teens admit that bullying is easier to get away with online. Listen. 20% of the kids that are cyberbullying think about suicide. And then only 1 of 5 cyberbullying incidents is reported to authorities. I ask you, what's going on with our children? Now, we all know that the pandemic related to COVID-19 brought a lot of questions, fear, a lot of adjustments and changes in our day-to-day life, which means students were required to stay home, parents had to be with them. A lot of children were not going to daycare. They didn't get out day to day to have an opportunity to exercise as they would in normal school settings. They would probably have recess and so forth. We know that as of March 2020, the world went on, I would say, pretty much shut down, where we stayed home and sheltered in. All of these adjustments and confinements brought about more mental anguish and challenges that we were not prepared for. And I would say our children suffered on a whole nother level than what we can even imagine. Because now as we see, it is now manifesting itself in a way that we all can see the damage and the results of COVID-19, the pandemic. And we see now our children suffered tremendously. So I ask you a question. What's going on with our children? Carjackings are high, over 100%, whereby all over the world, we look at places that you may live in, states you may live in, and we are hearing reports of younger children, even from the ages of 10 and up, are committing these crimes. And so this is a cry for adults, parents, the like, teachers, social workers, doctors, and anybody else, ministers, parents. We all have to begin to seek knowledge, understanding as to how we can best serve our children and help them through these crucial times. Because again, it's getting out of hand, and a lot of our children will end up behind bars for the rest of their lives and or dead.